Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell.
Pete Seeger has devoted most of his 84 years to folk music. He was one of the key figures behind the folk music boom in the 1960s. He also is a political activist who marched beside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. during the Civil Rights Movement and sang songs of protest at rallies against the Vietnam War. He's still performing and still protesting, this time against the war in Iraq, and his music still inspires new generations of artists.
Come all you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Natalie Merchant is just one of the artists joining Seeger on his Grammy-nominated CD, Seeds, the Songs of Pete Seeger. It's the final album in a collection of recordings that celebrate Seeger's life and music. Seeds is broken up into two volumes. Friends of Pete features folk stars performing songs written by or associated with Seeger. On the other disc, Pete and Friends, Seeger performs alongside various artists. Seeger says this latest album is very much a family affair.
My grandson's on it. Tao Rodriguez Seeger's a very, very expert musician. Now he's busy traveling all the time with a whole gang. They call themselves the Mammals.
Grandma knows we can build a future with a little of this and that. And a few arguments never hurt you with a little of this and that.
Peggy Seeger, the Spider's Web from E.B. Wyman.
Yeah. My sister Peggy, a wonderful musician, now lives down in Asheville, North Carolina.
Journey down through space in cool descent and loyal heart air. She spins a letter to the place from where she started.
Your Tchaikovsky collaboration has to do with an astronaut looking down at Earth. It's called From Way Up Here, and it's sung here by an actress, Michelle Green. I didn't know she could sing. She sings beautifully.
Well, the poem, the words, were written by one of the 20th century's greatest songwriters. I really mean Malvina Reynolds was 45 when she met me and said, I'd like to try doing what you're doing, singing for unions and singing for peace, singing for civil rights. How do you do it? And I say, well, you look in the newspaper and see what's going on and call up and say, I've got a song for you. You don't get rich, but you meet the best people in the world.
From way up here, the earth looks very small. It's just a little ball of rock and sea and sand. No bigger than my hand.
You know, we think of you politically so much, sometimes I think we don't give you enough credit as a songwriter, just the way you put a verse and chorus together and lyrics and melody. It's fabulous.
Well, I learned from a good songwriter, Woody Guthrie. He was about 7 years older than I was, back 60 or more years ago, and I saw how he'd take an old melody, change it just a very little. The song, oh, the moon shines bright on pretty red wing. It was a pop song of 1907. But I remember the morning when he was sitting at a typewriter in the union office. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. In other words, he added a little rhythm to that old German folk song, which it was originally. Anyway, I learned from him that you can put new words to old tunes. And you can change around an old tune, add something to it. Way Up High, a song I like to sing these days. I knew the man who wrote the lyrics. Yip Harburg was his name, and he wrote the song Over the Rainbow. And I found I had to change two words right near the end. Somewhere over, up high overhead, I can hear Yip saying, Pete, you can fool around with your old folk song, but don't you touch Over the Rainbow, please. And I say, Yip, wherever you are, I got to change two words, because if I'd been there when little Dorothy's saying, why, oh, why can't I, I'd tell her, you know why you can't, Dorothy? because you only ask for yourself. You got to ask it for everybody, because either we're all going to make it over that rainbow or nobody's going to make it. And I get the whole audience singing it. I've hardly ever had the audience singing so well as I get them singing that one song.
If plucky little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why can't you and I?
The date you met Woody Guthrie. March 3rd, 1940, could be celebrated as the beginning of modern folk music.
It all depends what you call folk music. I use the term as little as possible. 200 years ago, folk music was the music of the peasant class, ancient and anonymous. Now, a folk musician is somebody who stands in front of an audience with a microphone, plucking in a guitar, and singing a song they've just made up.
If you love this land of the free,
bring 'em home, bring 'em home.
Bring all troops back from overseas.
Singer, songwriter, and activist Pete Seeger's latest album is Seeds, the Songs of Pete Seeger. An extended interview and more Pete Seeger music are at npr.org. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Jim Wallace, Barry Gordimer, and Tom Bullock. Directed by Van Williamson, Sarah Mobley-Smith, and Melissa Gray, and edited by Doreen McAllister, Jeffrey Katz, Vladimir Dubinsky, Maeve McGoran, and Bridget Kelly. The senior editor is Susan Feeney, senior producers Aneva Grant and Audrey Wynn, the executive producer is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Bob Edwards.
I may be right, I may be wrong.
Bring 'em home, bring 'em home.
But I got a right to sing this song.